أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا يصدنك عن آيات الله بعد إذ أنزلت إليك وادع إلى ربك ولا تكونن من المشركين ولا تدع مع الله إلها آخر لا إله إلا هو كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه له الحكم وإليه ترجعون. Sadaqallahul Azim. In the ayats yesterday, we discussed Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's promise of returning our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam back to Makkah Mukarramah. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, Inna alladhi farada alayka al-Qur'an. Certainly that Allah, that being who ordained upon you the Qur'an Kareem, He will return you back to Makkah Mukarramah. With regards to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also spoke about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not having any expectation, obviously that was before Nubuwat, of becoming the recipient of the Qur'an Kareem. And when Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala granted the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted it as a means of rahmah to our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as a matter of fact, not only to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it was a means of rahmah, and it is a means of rahmah for the whole of mankind. فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ ظَهِيرًا لِلْكَافِرِينَ was one of the prohibitions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down to Nabi alayhi salam, that do not become a helper of the unbelievers. Second is, وَلَا يَصُدُّنَّكَ عَنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ بَعْدَ إِذْ أُنزِلَتْ إِلَيْكَ, that do not let those that obviously oppose you, stop you from the ayats and the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after these verses have been revealed upon you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in prohibiting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in these two aspects, obviously it was very far-fetched that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become a helper of the disbelievers. It was very far-fetched that anyone could have stopped Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the verses of Allah, that is, from reciting the verses of Allah, from practicing upon it, from propagating the verses of Allah, from preserving the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the address in actual fact is to the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِذْ أُنزِلَتْ إِلَيْكَ, when this Qur'an was revealed to you. And at all times, this should never happen that the disbelievers stop us from practicing upon our Qur'an, from practicing upon our deen. But in the current situation that we are in, it is a very small effort from their part to stop us. It is ourselves that have become barriers for ourselves. We stop our own selves from the kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our lifestyle, Allah forbid, our way of living, our thinking, our attitude, the kind of secularism that has come into us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, but these are the factors in itself that has created that barrier between us and the kitab of Allah. And even worse is we become those that stop our own children from learning the kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala because of the kind of attitude we have with regards to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regards to secular education, etc. So you and I, we need to sit down and look within our lives that how are we faring with regards to this kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wadu'u ila rabbik, and continuously invite towards your Rabb, continuously invite towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this is in actual fact the reality of it, that provided we invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our own deen will become easier for us to practice. The day when this ummah left the da'wat, the day when this ummah left inviting others towards the deen of Islam, it became more and more difficult for us to practice upon our own deen. وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and do not become from among the polytheists, from those who ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, the truth and the reality is this, that if we do not abide by this, if we become helpers to the disbelievers in any way, and if we allow them to stop us from the kitab, and if we stop the da'wat, then our deen and our iman is at stake. وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, And the last is Allah says, وَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٍ, reinforcing the previous, that do not call with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any god, any deity, any helper. Do not call with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any god besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, purify your tawheed in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We can all understand and realize that these were not meant for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the fountainhead of Iman. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was Iman in himself. And hence, this is for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Concluding this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La ilaha illa hu, there is no object of worship, there is no God, there is no deity besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Everything is going to perish besides the countenance of Allah, besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself. Everything else was the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, the Qur'an Kareem is the sifat and the quality of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But every other creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created, everything else is going to perish at some time or the other. And hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is eternity. Allah was forever, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain forever. However, there are those ulama that looked at this ayah in a slightly different angle, which will be worthy and quite important for us to take note of, that every action that is done, besides for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those actions also will be destroyed, except that deed that is done with ikhlas and sincerity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lahul hukum, and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sovereignty, for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the command, for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the judgment. All that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the reality of man is this, wa ilayhi turja'oon, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will all of you return. That concludes the surah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept it. Allah make it a means of our emancipation, and the means of our parents and our ustads and all those that were means of bringing deen to us, the emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyil kareem. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.